This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
I got to turn down my headphones because you are fucking blowing my mind.
Yeah,
you like
loud.
That?
Yeah, you're a little loud, but should I have this thing up?
Nah, it doesn't matter. No. You'll be all right. Welcome back, everybody.
New welcome week, new back. Show. It's very handy if the chat is lit. Oh, chat's lit. What? Oh, anyways, yeah, welcome to the show. We are doing another installment of your favorite weekly podcast.
Probably favorite. Especially well, yeah. Recently.
We can hope to be second or third on most people's list.
Just to be on the list.
Just to be on the list. Yeah, we're not very picky about that. We, just as long as we're there somehow.
Indeed. So, this week's show, we're going to be talking about laws in many different forms, dumb laws, the way laws isn't always fair, the way they're not applied equally across the board. But before that, a couple things we got to get through.
What do we got to get through?
Well, first of all, you wanted to, I see here on your list, you wanted to apologize for last week, which I don't think is necessary.
I thought it was a little bit intense for a lot of people, might have turned some people off. It was a little much. Yeah.
It did become a more or less another one of those, just an argument on global warming.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little much.
Love it.
So, oh, hey, Joseph Jaworowski says, hey, I'm freaking pumped. Yeah, me too, man. Me too. Like a basketball.
So, that's your apology for last week.
That's it. That's all I got.
Him and T got it on pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was a nice conversation.
It's not what we thought about when we were doing the show, but it went a good enough way to let it.
It kind of skewed, but.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, this is live TV, ladies and gentlemen.
Live TV.
I mean, radio.
Surreal Talk is filmed before a live studio YouTube audience.
It is.
Indeed.
Wow, it is. I never even thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Let's see what else we got.
We got
voicemail this week. It's been a few weeks since we did any voicemail.
Yeah.
We haven't been getting a lot of voicemail lately. I think a lot of you probably were like, I'm not going to contribute to the problem of mucking up the beginning of the podcast, but.
I always mean to. I just never get around to it.
Sure. Oh, by the way, we got Grave Knives with us today. He's joining us from his 404 podcast where he talks about all kinds of crazy shit. Give us a quick little rundown on your show and where we can find it at.
He's got a couple different, don't you?
Yeah, the 404 is actually not one that I claim for myself. That's actually just the random crap that I pull off the internet and I throw down there.
That's a collab.
Grave Knives is actually how you find me on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And all my videos are from the grave, if you will, because I'm
right.
But I got over 50 episodes of dumb laws to begin with. And then there's another handful of like pointless web browsing and Zero System, which is this random off the wall BS. So
yeah, check that out. Search Grave Knives on YouTube. One of the reasons we have Ben
hey,
on
Ben.
The show this week.
How you doing, Ben?
He's been a friend of ours for many, many, many moons, 20 plus years probably.
Yes, sir.
He lives in the area. He's a member of the group. He's a listener of the show. And somebody on the group last week brought up the idea of maybe, you know, doing an episode on dumb laws. And Eric's immediately like, hey, Grave, so to speak, has did fucking 50 episodes plus on dumb laws.
Let's bring him in one on every
and
episode,
do a show. So here we are.
State, so.
Yeah, that was just something I found and I kept running with. And I'm still doing it.
He told us he was a little nervous because he does some editing on his videos. Yeah. And we are.
Nothing's live. This is my first live.
It's your first ever live?
This is my first ever live. You got my cherry, boys.
Uh-oh.
All right, my first one. Well, I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, let's get back into voicemail. Like I said, it's been a while. We got about 6 or 7 minutes of voicemail this week we're going to get through. And if you don't like it, well, I'm sorry. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Now, here we go. This one's from Kevin Hudson.
Blue cheese dressing or go fuck your mother.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. What's up?
My name
is Kevin. I'm from Kentucky.
Oh, right.
Hey, I just want to go ahead and get it out there.
Okay.
I am team.
What's up?
Everett.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Horse shit.
For life. Anyway, listen, I was listening to your podcast today.
And
I heard some voicemail saying that Skeptoid was the real thing and Surreal Talk was trash.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Uh-oh.
Right on.
Skeptoid is weak. Little 15, 20-minute episodes. They're weak, man. Y'all are way better.
So it was an inside job. Somebody from Skeptoid's coming over and trashing us.
I love Everett, but I'm more Team Everett. So I just want to say, hey, I love your 9/11 episodes.
Yeah, that's right.
And I just, I love the way y'all talk about things, get right in the middle, and you don't give a fuck.
That's fair enough.
Right on, man.
All right,
thanks, man. You take it easy. Even though you're Team Everett, I like you.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So this is a perennial voicemailer, Rip and Dip. Let's see what you got to say this week.
Rip and Dip, huh?
Hey,
he goes by many things.
What do you think about this new trend that seems to be going around?
What trend?
People coming out saying conspiracy theorists are hurting them and dragging up their painful past, like Alex Jones getting sued from the Sandy Hook people.
That's a good question right there. I paused it. So what do you think about that? Like Alex Jones getting sued for whatever reason for bringing up painful memories about Sandy Hook.
So I've had this conversation before with other people, and whoa. My fucking chair
dropped. Where are you going?
That was crazy. I've had this conversation with other people, and you know, it actually on the group, as a matter of fact, and they were like, you know, what's going on with Alex Jones? You know, do you think he's a shill? I mean, no, I don't. In my mind, I think Alex Jones still 100% believes what he. Yes, I do. But here's why he had to recant. Because if he was being sued, I don't know the exact number, millions of dollars. I think it's probably a little easier to say, hey, you know, I was just making content here, guys. Like, fuck. Okay, chill your ass out. I'm not paying him $40 million. I'll recant on that. He's not going broke. He's not, his show's not, it's not going to face dive because of that.
I mean, I don't see what he's done that would make him liable for any sort of suit. You know what I mean? It's cream puff bullshit.
You haven't watched what he said about Sandy Hook?
No, I haven't.
Okay, he's liable for some shit.
Does he actually name parents?
No. Yeah, they're liars, hypocrites, assholes. Yeah.
But does he give names directly?
Yeah, and calls them all crisis actors. Yes. He gives names, pictures.
Mark Smith is a crisis actor. Okay.
Yeah, all of pictures, interviews. He commentates.
All right, we'll give him a little bit more information on the subject.
Yes.
What about that other guy?
Alex Jones.
The video on Facebook was running around where he was going up to a family and just harassing the families directly, like outside their homes and shit. And
Sandy Hook victims?
I don't know.
Or some other tragedy?
It was a church shooting.
Oh, in Charleston, so,
Such bullshit.
Yeah, he's a character, man.
Guy's a douchebag.
Who, Alex? Or well, sort of. Do you actually believe when we talked about it 100 times before, and we've had our opinion a couple times on it?
Oh fuck, here we go.
Alex is for real, 100%.
No, he's a character. He said, and again, he said that in court because he was, you know, his wife was taking the kids away and shit. But he's said it before, and I kind of believe it too, that he is a bit of a character.
I think so too. I think back in the beginning of this shtick, he probably believed a lot more than he does now.
Right.
Similar path to what I think me and you have done is...
I see how the transformation could have taken place, and he got popular while he was drinking the Kool-Aid.
So to speak, yeah.
So you got to continue that, and...
Anyway, let's keep on with the voicemail. I forgot all about
it. Wait, hang on. He says, what do I think about conspiracy theorists being blamed for bringing up painful memories? I think that everything should be discussed. That's true. They're not liable for anything. Just because you're not wrong doesn't mean you're not an asshole at the same time. But, I mean, things like 9/11 even. I mean, anything, man. It should be discussed. And if it's off limits, then something's wrong. Like, why can't I talk about this? Now, stopping short of... You know, saying you're a goddamn liar, your kid didn't die in that shooting, that's insensitive. And regardless of what, you know, I mean,
insensitive should not make you liable for a.
It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. Like I said, just because you're not wrong doesn't mean you're not an asshole.
Sure.
But, I mean, you know, hey, you got to ask the question. Somebody has to when there's inconsistencies.
And people from the First Baptist Church shooting saying that conspiracy theorists are bringing up the painful past and it's taking a toll on them. Do you think there's validity in that, or do you think it's just...
Do I think they're bringing up painful shit from the past for these people? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that they have to go through that, but this is America.
Mm-hmm. And speaking out against conspiracy theorists to try to get conspiracy theorists to stop questioning and stop asking questions. Let me know what you think. Oh, and one more thing.
What? Oh.
Nice.
That's
good one.
Blew you a kiss.
Thank you.
I told you he's left a couple voicemails in the past before.
I thought it was going to be a bong guy, but no, the shit ripper.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. He's gone by many different names.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one's from someone called King Noswald.
Oh, yeah. I know him.
What's up, Eric and
Everett? Hey, what's going on, man?
This is your boy, King Noswald 6, coming at you.
You think this is his real name, King Noswald 6?
I think so. 6 being his last name.
Gotcha.
I really think you guys should add me on Xbox Live. You know, we can get us some Overwatch gameplay on and stuff. But I
sent him a message on Xbox Live whenever I first saw this. I think he gives his tag in here. Should I let it play? And
I mean, yeah, he knows we're playing it on air.
I just want to tell you, I really enjoy listening to y'all. I listen to y'all every day at work.
Really? Thank you.
7 to 8, I've been listening to y'all's old stuff.
Yeah, our old stuff's a little
just
rough
been going
sometimes.
Through it all. I just want to let you guys know you are great, and I'm looking forward to listening to more of your stuff. And please add me on Xbox. It's King Noswald 6, capital K, capital N.
You'll probably get a couple requests out of this.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thanks for the voicemail, man. Now we got a good old fun anonymous. Never know what come out of these.
Here we go. What up, Jordan?
I got no sound, nothing.
Ben?
Nothing. This is empty. Okay, this voicemail was nothing. Skip it on the next one. This is from Josh.
Hey, guys. Just curious if y'all have done anything on dinosaurs. I know there's a lot of conspiracies from if they actually exist to
they did.
How they actually died, if they existed.
Meteor.
So on and so forth. Anyway, love the show.
They did exist.
Keep it up.
Thank you.
Everett.
What the fuck?
God damn it, I love it. Why can't this go on? Go to Serial Talk Podcast.
You guys are on a fucking roll today.
Official. Yeah. And the last time we did voicemails too, I beat the
right.
shit out of you.
Still winning the poll by a landslide.
No, that's not a bad idea. Do you think? I think doing a show on dinosaurs isn't. Wait, you don't like it?
I don't think doing a show on whether or not dinosaurs
well,
existed
they obviously did,
is a good idea.
We can go over. We can talk about the common.
So, you've been to a museum. Well, yeah, they got dinosaur bones right there. Those are actually. Replicas, they have the real ones in the back, and that's true. So, but that gives these the dinosaur conspiracy.
Hey, man, you believe the Smithsonian's hiding evidence about giants.
I'm just saying. I fucking love the giant one. You'll never prove me wrong.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Oh, the giant one's good.
Somebody said that me and you were dark.
Jeez, thanks, racist.
Hold on, I'll change the lighting a little.
Nomad wanderer.
Nomad vagabond.
What are you doing? Come on now. Yeah, there we go. That any better?
Am I under interrogation?
I'm probably dumb. Let me scoot this back a little bit. I can't see so well, so I have my laptop all the time right in my face.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, dinosaurs. Why don't we just throw that on our necks all over the place?
Dinosaurs. Okay, it won't take us 10 minutes. That's why I can't. So, there's not a lot of. There's material that people want shows on, and that's why we do all our blah, 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 our all over the place shows, is because a lot of these subjects are not long enough or in-depth enough.
I call bullshit on that. The ones that we call not long enough are the same shows that those conspiracy guys, pinging them by name, and the other shows out there, Art Bell will do 2-3 fucking hours on would have did three.
Yeah, well, they don't smoke cigarettes, and I'm ready for a break after two.
It's not even about that.
I don't know. They might smoke cigarettes. I couldn't tell you.
Art Bell did smoke.
Right during the show?
We were saying
lucky fucker.
I don't know about during the show, but
for the guest.
Oh. Oh, you got
yeah, you got to have it right here. So, what the best thing to do is just pull it down and right here.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
It's all right.
I feel like I'm blocking my face when I'm doing this.
You are, but we all do.
Yeah.
That's just kind of the nature of it.
Yeah.
People, no one can see
your mouth is your ugliest part anyway, dude. I'm just going to tell you now.
Isn't everybody's?
Yeah.
Is the mouth not the ugliest part of the face?
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Flipped my thing there.
All right, let him go.
Next one is from Kevin. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Hey, this is Kevin.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
A podcast called Is Anybody In Here?
Oh, right
on. And I just want to let you know that I really like y'all's podcast.
Thank you.
And what I like about it is when y'all don't really have that much to talk about, your rapport between you guys is really good, and that's what I enjoy. So don't let it get you down, those guys, and say you don't prepare enough, because I think that's what I like when y'all don't.
Oh, we don't, though.
Really more entertaining, and it's a great show, and I think I do a great job. Thanks.
Thanks, Kev, man. I missed most of that because I was running over the board. What'd
replay that. That was a pretty good one.
Okay, I'll replay it.
Hey, this is Kevin. I work on a podcast called Is Anybody In Here?
Is Anybody In Here? I like that.
Yeah, that is pretty clever.
That I really like y'all's podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
What I like about it is when y'all don't really have that much to talk about, your rapport between you guys is really good, and that's what I enjoy. So
that's because I don't like it.
Don't let get you down, those guys, and say you don't prepare enough.
Pause it right there.
He's not wrong.
Pause right there.
Paused.
They're true. That's true. We don't prepare enough, but
yeah,
we would never let that get us down.
I mean, a little. I feel like it gets me down a little.
Why would we read all the bad emails, messages, reviews if it got us down?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Anyway, let's finish this off.
More entertaining, and it's a great show. And
thank you.
I think I do a great job. Thanks.
Thank you. Hey, Team Eric or Team Everett? Oh, he must be gone. All right. Well,
he hung up.
Probably Team Eric.
All right. I doubt it. Nobody is. This next one's a 3-minute one from Gage. We'll see how this goes.
I gotcha.
Gage, I'm sorry if you get a little long in the tooth. I might stop this in the middle of it, just you know, in the interest of our audience. But here we go.
Hey guys, what's going on? My name is Gage, I didn't know you guys were actually doing this voicemail thing. I've been listening to you guys for
all right. Stopping it right there.
Is he a radio guy? Because he has got a great voice.
It's sexy. It's buttery good.
Yeah. He's got a good voice.
A while, but I've been downloading all of your podcasts.
Stop it right there.
I listen to you guys.
Stop right there. I like you, but I got to throw this out there. You sound like a YouTuber. Hey guys, what's going on, man? Just don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share, and click the notifications bell. Make sure you get all those notifications.
I hope he tells us that he has a show of some sort we can watch.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hit me with it. I'm not making fun of you.
A long time, like every week, listening to a new podcast. And then I had to force myself to stop and just download all of them, but not listen to them.
Uh-oh.
And the reason I did that is because I actually had a 17-hour drive. I'm in college right now, and I drove home just a couple days ago, and it was like 17 hours. And I wanted to save up a bunch of your podcasts so that I could listen to them on the drive. So
good
literally,
call.
You guys kept me entertained for 17 hours straight. I just listened to all of
Jesus.
Your podcasts. There were so many of them, but they were so good. I listened to like the West Memphis 3, which was like one of my favorite podcasts that you guys have done.
Oh, nice.
There was like the Sports Conspiracy one, the Chemtrails one, the OJ one,
OJ was good.
The Mysterious
was
Plains. There was one where people called in with like urban legends, and there were so many
that.
Of them. But I just wanted to thank you guys for keeping me entertained for that long on that drive. I was able to make it in one shot, didn't have to stop. Really, I'm giving you guys the credit for that because you guys kind of kept me entertained the whole time. So
thank you
for that. I think you guys are like the best and definitely my favorite podcast out there. You guys are awesome.
I just
wanted to let you guys
my
know that. If you are curious, I am Team Eric.
Yeah, baby.
I am Team Eric. And the reason I love you both, but the reason I'm Team Eric is I just find myself kind of agreeing or being on Eric's side just a little bit more.
You don't have to explain yourself,
Eric,
guy.
From me.
You're all right.
But yeah, this is kind of a long voicemail.
I'm
going to try to wrap
this
up.
You're all
right. I have one idea that I wanted to give you.
Nah, he's rambling on. Let's move on. Team Eric, bitch. I'm just kidding.
What an asshole.
Guys, because I always see you guys kind of making like these Alex Jones references and kind of jokes and stuff, and I don't know if you guys have done this already
or if you've ever talked about Alex Jones.
But I've heard this theory. I'm not an Alex Jones guy by any means. I think he's pretty crazy, but I've heard this theory that Alex Jones is like
nuts.
An actor, like he puts on a show, like he's not serious about anything, and he has like this kind of secret past, and he's kind of like doing what he does.
Well, yeah, he's Bill Hicks. So.
I don't know. He's like acting the entire time, and it's not real. It's all for profit, which it probably is. But I think it would be interesting if you guys looked into that. I don't know if you guys could do like a whole podcast around that, but you could also, what I thought would be interesting is if you took some of Alex Jones's crazy theories, such as the water's turning the frogs gay and stuff like that, and talked about it and kind of looked into that.
Turning the
freaking
frogs gay. So I'll stop him right there. We actually have this show sort of outlined. It's called the Alex Jones Super Show.
Yeah, it's on the back burner, but we're filling it as it goes. So.
Yeah. As we get some stuff to add to it, the Alex Jones Super Show is taking shape. So.
I'm a human,
Alex Jones, but I think it would be pretty funny.
Or turn into the frickin' frogs, guy.
And
it would definitely
be entertaining. So if you did do it, that would be awesome. If not, I understand. It's kind of just like a random little idea I had. So I'm going to wrap this out because I'm running out of time. But thank you guys so much. You guys are doing awesome. And I love listening to you guys. Keep up the great work. Thanks for keeping me entertained for 17 hours.
Thanks,
so,
buddy. No, thanks you. Thanks for listening to us and putting up with us for 17 hours. And you said you're in college. If you're not in college for radio broadcast or some sort of acting, you're doing it wrong.
Because
you've totally missed your calling with that voice. Hey, guys. I mean, like, I don't know why you're not.
A voicemail a day just saying the weather. I mean,
right. Like,
I'll play you on the show.
No shit, right? I'd subscribe.
No shit. All right. Moving on to the next. We got two more. Both 23 seconds long, strangely enough. Illuminati confirmed. This next one's from Kim.
Hey, this is Kim listening in Indiana. Right.
What's up, Kim?
Listening to your science episode and had to shut it down.
Ooh.
Too much arguing and talking over each other.
I apologized.
Couldn't finish it, man.
It's all good, buddy.
Love the show, though.
He's not. Team Eric or Everett?
Team. Takes both of you guys to make the show great.
That's a fair point.
Keep on rocking.
Thank you.
In the free world. So there's one vote for, you know, it was a little too chaotic last week.
I told you, man. Told you it was.
It was a little chaotic, but, you know, we got to have those every now and then. And for our 100th voicemail we've ever received, including my test voicemails and whatnot, we got Ryan, who has sent us many voicemails in the past. But here we go. 23 seconds on Ryan.
Sykes.
You don't give his last name.
Guys, you that just last did. Episode?
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
I know, man.
I mean, Armand's my boy, and Team Everick. Let's go, boys. But Ice-T.
Ice-T. That fool. That fool.
Hopefully isn't real. Armand rules. Team Everick.
I like it. Thank you.
What do you call him? Ice-T?
Ice-T. That was great.
I call T something similar to that every time. You know, tea bag, you know. I don't know.
T'Challa?
I've never called him that.
T'Chaka.
That's not T, though. It's just T.
It's T.
His name is T, not T.
Yeah, but he spells his name with a T.
Yeah, but... yeah. All right, so this week we're talking about laws.
Yes, we are.
Anyway, thanks for everybody for sending us a voicemail.
Thank you.
You can send us another voicemail if you want to get on this weird little segment at SurrealTalkPodcast.com.
I'm going to send one now.
Don't do it.
Okay.
All right, let's get into it.
All right, what do we got? Wait, someone suggested first that we explain the difference between a law, bill, an ordinance, an act, on all those sort of things. That way, it didn't get kind of confusing.
So...
because I know in my town, if you get caught with marijuana, it's an ordinance violation, and they just write you a ticket. You don't go to jail or anything, so... but it's still technically illegal in Illinois.
So what a bill is a proposed law that is going through the rounds in Congress.
Oh,
once it passes through their rounds, it becomes an act, which is... they call it the act of legislator, or you can call it a statute. But then it gets signed into law. After it gets signed into law, you've got 30 days, and then it's completely enforceable.
Law.
Ordinances are done at a local level. So they generally are for things like safety issues, like speed limits, noise concerns, pets, things like that, real small town concerns.
Right.
Other than that, you know, the higher they get up, that's the way the laws go on that.
Is that right?
Statues.
Statue. Oh, statues? Statues have laws. You can't have a statue in East Alton on every third Wednesday of the month outside your house.
I don't believe that.
I'm looking it up.
You made that. You made that up.
I did just make that up. So why do we have laws, first and foremost? Why do you think we have laws?
Well, man,
at a base level, why do we have them?
It's for order, law and order. I mean, that's part of
Sure.
We go by the rule of law.
But why? Why do we have law? What was the base purpose? What does it enable? And I'm leading you somewhere.
Control.
I would say society.
You got to have laws to have society.
Well, yeah.
That's my thought.
It keeps the assholes or the crazy, I don't really know how to explain it. It keeps people in line. Even though you shouldn't have to keep people in line, it keeps people in line.
I think laws were created directly to make sure people are treated fairly, at least as the thought of what a law should be used for. It's to make sure people are treated by the same set of rules. Regardless.
Same standards, huh?
Right. That
you hold everyone to the same standards.
Right, they're
no matter
necessary
your,
for the smooth operation of
no matter
society.
Your social class, your age, your skin color, doesn't matter.
Ideally.
It's not supposed to matter, but in some
right.
places.
Right, but we all know there's those racist fucking cops that can't quit pulling over and beating up black people. It's fucking terrible. Just going to put that out there. Okay, go ahead, continue, sorry.
No, I mean...
am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, dude. You're just an asshole.
fucking a-holes.
All right, well, let's get through the fun part of the show first. We wanted to do just talk about all kinds of stupid laws and old laws and foreign laws from around the world or around the country that are either still in effect or just don't make sense. And this is probably going to take a while, but I think it's going to prompt some weird and cool
Alex
discussion.
Jones is in the chat.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
shit.
Says, what the hell did you just say about me?
Nothing, nice. Eh? Sorry, Alex.
It's got to be another parody account like the OJ.
I hope it is. I hope it's the same guy because he was on fucking fire.
He did great.
Anyway, so let's hit some of them, man. What are some of your weird, strange fucking bullshit laws?
Well, I got a couple examples of just some funny ones, but then we were going to go into some more serious ones. So I got a couple right here. So in Alaska, it is illegal to be drunk in a bar. Let me repeat
Expound,
that
please.
So that it can completely sink in. It is literally illegal to be drunk in a bar.
You can get drunk, but as soon as you're drunk, if I'm going to understand this, you are no longer allowed to be there and consume
alcohol. I'm going to clarify.
Clarify for me.
Per state law, a person who is already drunk may not knowingly enter a bar to drink more or remain in a bar that got them drunk in the first place.
Hmm.
So, yeah. There's that. Fuck
I got,
that.
I got you one for Alaska.
Oh, yeah?
If you see a sleeping bear, it's illegal to wake it up for a photo op. How do you think that law became necessary?
And that's a good question. How do all laws become necessary? That's the thing. Like, so is it like warning labels? You don't got to put the warning label on until some asshole sticks his dick in a tuna can. And
you think they bother?
You know what I mean? Like,
you think it ever goes like, we better make a law before we need to make the law?
You probably have
preemptive
to.
Preemptive
yeah.
law?
Yeah, preemptive law. But
that's like regulation, which regulation is actually another type of law. What they do regulations for, official regulations, they usually do those so you can have a lot more fluid change of the law. Like a law itself, once it's a law, you got to go through and get it all kinds of, you know, like amendments and shit done to change the law. But regulation is just written in paper for like, shits and giggles, I guess.
Well, yeah, regulations.
It's a lot easier changing the law. But it basically has the same effect. You can still get in trouble for it. If you break a regulation, you can get brought between a, you know, in front of a judge or a court.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like OSHA, for instance. So, like, they have regulations that you have to follow. You know what I mean? Like, the Occupational Safety and Health Act, you can't, you know, I mean, there's certain things that you have to do. And if they come into your business, yeah, you can go to court and have to pay tons of fines.
Yep.
Can be actually held criminally responsible, I believe, for certain infractions after, a bad incident.
Sure.
You can become criminal.
I got one more for Alaska real quick. It's illegal to get a moose drunk.
No,
so,
that's a goddamn travesty right there.
I wonder how they would catch you.
You ever hear the one about throwing a moose out of an airplane?
No, what state's that?
That, well, it's one I've heard a number of times before. That's illegal to throw a moose from an airplane, whatever.
What about push?
That should be illegal. That should totally be illegal.
But
I'm okay with that law.
It's not a law, per se, in the sense of, you know, it's not there because, obviously, I don't think anyone's been doing it.
I mean, I would if the moose pissed me off. But, you know, Everett says, like, well, how are they going to catch you if you get a moose drunk? I mean, obviously,
however,
you would be sitting in your front yard with the moose partying.
There could be, like, if you're throwing the moose out, there could be founding in it by saying you can't throw any living creature out of an airplane. And someone's just
fucking says
picking.
Who?
Yeah, I don't think you should be able to throw, like, any.
Is there a law that says I can't throw someone out of the airplane, of an airplane?
Oh, well, murder.
I mean.
Well, that's if they die. But is there a law saying I can't throw them out of an airplane?
Couldn't it be assault? Because, like, if, like, I don't want to and I have a fear of it, if you throw me out of an airplane, I could be triggered to, like, an anxiety attack. And that's the same thing as an assault. You know what I mean? You've caused me to undergo emotional harm.
So you think it throws under the, it goes under the assault? There's already a law
assault.
For that. Just to.
Like, you can't just, or maybe even harassment in a weird way, because you can't just come up in somebody's face and start, you know, showing them porno pictures or something like that. You just can't do that kind of shit to people.
That's fair.
The invading my space law, I think is what that's called. I just made that up.
Oh, it's there somewhere in one state.
They're making up laws.
Wooter asked, what the fuck else does one do in Alaska than, I guess, get a moose drunk? I've been to Alaska. It's pretty cool, but you're right. There's not a lot to do other than look at trees, mountains, and get Mises drunk.
You get a moose drunk, and after so long, you're flying with it, and you push it out of the fucking plane. So.
Yeah, you catch an international flight and push that fucker in the ocean.
Hey, Randy, what's that over there? Push him out the door.
Yeah.
If his name's Randy in this scenario.
So
you want to go state by state like this, or
I got another couple that I like that are state by state in Florida.
Well, I was talking about, like, let's just go in order then. If, like, we're doing Alaska, what comes after Alaska?
Oh, well, I'm not in alphabetical order.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, then whatever you do, I'll just tag on because I got three or four lists I found some good ones.
So in Florida, it is a felony to sell your children. You are not allowed to sell your kids in Florida.
That makes sense. That's one of those ones where I was asking
on eBay thing.
I mean, I think just in general, like, maybe,
black
what
market.
About if it's a private transaction? Like, you sell, I'll give you Billy for $20,000 right now.
You can't sell people, though. It's
now,
slavery.
This is in Kentucky, all right? So,
but you own them.
You don't
Do you own
child.
Your kid? Do you own your kid?
I don't think so.
It's not an ownership thing.
No.
Are you sure, though?
I don't have a deed.
Mom always told me, I brought you in, I'll take you out. She owned me.
I got a birth certificate. I didn't get a deed from the hospital.
Oh, good point. But to hear Eric talk, our birth certificates and shit and our driver's license and all that are just fucking...
That's for your straw man, bro.
Yeah,
that's
our straw
you.
Man.
That's not you. Don't worry about it. That's an entity. Yeah, that's a long story, but you don't have to abide by that shit, no.
You don't have to just fuck that.
Yeah, license to drive, that shit ain't legal either. So tell them to fuck off. Anyways, what do we got next? What do you got?
So in Florida, I got a couple of them here. They accidentally, this doesn't make sense, it's not really a law. They accidentally banned every computer in the state by poorly wording a law which outlawed internet cafes. So I guess they fucked up the writing of it, and if you take it exactly how it's written, now computers are illegal.
Wow. Fuck Florida.
Something in Greece very similar to that I just went through on international, that in internet cafes, gaming computers, it's illegal.
To have gaming computers?
Yeah, in internet cafes. because due to illegal gambling, yeah. And I guess they can't discern between, you know, like what's innocent
deal.
Chess on the laptop or if they're illegally gambling.
In our other business, something I deal with every day is the problem of people thinking esports is actually like a gambling type of situation, like poker or something like that, rather than it's a game of skill. I'm having trouble getting credit card companies to deal business with me because they think it's gambling rather than a game of skill. So pretty weird. Here's another one from Florida, though, and you'll love this one. Missionary is the only legal sex position out of the 245 recognized positions in the Kama Sutra.
Why would you say I would love that one?
Because you love missionary.
It's,
I mean, no.
One of
I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. I'll take it. Take what I can get, you know. But no.
You'll take missionary? I knew it.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it.
I got one from West Virginia here that
YOLO.
Says, allegedly, it is illegal, or it is legal for a male to have sex with an animal as long as it does not exceed 40 pounds.
So what happens?
Now, is that like at an adult stage? Like if it's going to grow to 40 pounds or 40 pounds at that minute? What if you shave its hair and drop it under the 40-pound mark? I got a lot of questions here.
No shit. Couldn't it hurt something worse if it was under 40 pounds? And like I would be safer to maybe have sex with a bigger animal so that way you're not kind of really like tearing it apart or something. Like if you think about a squirrel, that's under 40 pounds. Some asshole tries to have sex with that. That's game over. You dead, squirrel.
I didn't put that much deep thought into it personally, but...
Maybe you should. Maybe you should. I'm just saying. Put a little thought into having sex with under 40-pound animals.
At least in West Virginia. At least in West Virginia.
Here's one in West Virginia. Roadkill may be taken home for dinner. It's specifically a thing.
Right.
A lot of states do that. Yeah. Whether it's legal or not, I know a lot of the southern states do it.
I don't think I'd want to do it. Ew. No, sir. How about no one who accepts and participates in a duel is allowed to run or keep a political position?
That's cool.
That would have been a more modern-made one because we used to have a number of officials, presidents that did duels. I mean, hell, we
Hamilton.
Had presidents.
Yeah, Hamilton. Had, like, Aaron Burr.
Alexander Hamilton had participated in over like 10 duels in his life.
Yeah.
The dude was a fucking duelist.
Can you imagine that? That's like facing the fucking music 10 times. This is like,
I think the guy's a psychopath.
Never had like a
adrenaline
serious
junkie.
I've never personally had like a serious near-death experience. I've had a couple close calls where I'm like, wow, I could have died there.
Yeah.
But nothing where it was to the point where it's like, this is it. You know what I mean? Like, this dude had 10 of those. He went out to the street 10 fucking times and said, okay, here's what's going to happen. Either you kill me or I'm going to kill you. That's the only two ways this is ending.
And you know how accurate those guns were back then.
10 times.
I guess if you missed, you had to do it again? Or?
Yeah, they had the little, like, all right, fucking reball powder, that thing.
Oh, you better get to be an expert at reloading.
2 minute reload time?
Yeah, no shit. At that point, I'll throw my fucking gun and hit you in the
pistol
face.
Pistol whip would go quicker.
Yeah, no shit. I could beat you to death with a gun faster than 2 minutes.
But it's not just participating in the duel. It's actually if you even offer.
Oh, somebody's calling.
Is that you, God?
Who is it?
It's if you even make the offer challenge or accept the challenge, you're just as guilty as if you went through with the duel too. So
or just like just as ineligible for office.
Yeah, right. Any public office.
Let's think about that. It's like in school, whenever you get into a fight, if somebody attacks you, you still get suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about that rule/law.
That's horse shit. It's not a law, but it's horse shit.
It's self-defense can get you in trouble.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. Rule doesn't exist.
I think every
not
year
in the real world. That's just in school. If somebody comes up to you and starts swinging on you, and you hit them one time, knock them out, they fall down, hit their head on a curb, and die. You are at no fault.
You sure of that?
Promise you.
You know, you got examples. You don't think that could change?
I do have an example. Yes, and at the risk of saying names of personal people around here, I'm not going to say it on air. But yeah, I do have a. That, where do you think I came up with that fucking scenario at?
I don't know. Calm down, man.
You can't go outside of a bar, start swinging on somebody, and then you miss three or four swings, and the guy hits you one time, knocks you on your ass, you smack your head off of a parking block and die.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Right
yeah.
Now, yeah.
And then you can't.
The guy didn't get in trouble for that at all?
No. It was fucking self-defense. The cameras proved it.
Well. I guess that's the point. I guess somebody comes up, swings on you, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's for. That's why I said, so your theory there is not holding law in real life, because self-defense is an actual thing in fucking real life.
Well, let's
man.
Look at it like this, state law versus federal law.
School
like,
ain't real life, bud.
Colorado says you can smoke weed, but the federal government says you can't. So the school says if you get into a fight either which way, if you get attacked or not, you're suspended, but the standard laws do not agree with that. So, you know, you're going to have different laws.
There's a lot of double-sided laws. A lot. Whether one will be in city that dictates one thing and then a county or state law then says a counter law to it.
I've said this before that governor of Colorado's got balls on him because he said publicly that if any federal agents come in and try to enforce federal marijuana laws on Colorado soil that he will have them arrested immediately. for felonies.
Civil War.
Didn't come in.
They were afraid?
No, I'm just saying they didn't come and try to enforce the federal laws in Colorado. Didn't happen.
Hmm. Well, that back in the day, that was during Obama's time, and he said, don't fuck around with it.
But yeah, now, there's not a
Trump,
point.
I don't want to get into a Trump.
He's swinging that way now, too.
Right.
He was at the beginning not so for, but he's getting there.
Yeah.
Fuck, bud. I'm just going to throw it out there. If Bernie been president, it'd already be legal. Anyways, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Alabama. You can't wear a fake mustache that causes laughter in church.
Nah, come on.
Can you imagine sitting around like some lady bitching about how one person wore a fake mustache, all the kids laughed. We need to make a law. I'm going to contact my congressman and make sure that we can't fucking wear fake mustaches in church if they cause laughter.
You think that's how this starts?
If they cause laughter.
These
I don't mind
stupid,
it otherwise.
These stupid laws come from people that can't handle real life?
You don't think
city ordinance is big time on
that's how
like
it
that.
All starts, is somebody bitching about something. You know, if it's not a problem, there's no law.
Because like city ordinances like seem to really be a lot looser. It does not take nearly as much legislation or conversation to decide whether or not.
No, so all city ordinances and whatnot in a democratic society are you have to have a public forum, and the public has to be able to come and weigh in on this on that situation. So.
On it. Oh, okay. Yeah. So they have to be like voted on ordinances
right.
by the public that they'll be
in the constituency and right.
Right.
Considering you make it to the vote.
I just want
to
throw this out there that I tried to get a number for exactly how many laws exist in America, and there was no accurate count. There's not even an accurate count as to how many federal laws exist. One good number that I got was there are 20,000 laws just governing the use and ownership of guns.
Have you ever seen the books on tax law? I mean, there alone, there's like 70, 80 volumes of fucking thick-ass books for tax law.
Wow.
Ridiculously. It's another language.
So convoluted. How about this one in Alabama? It's illegal to put ice cream in your back pocket.
It should be, as it should be. Fucking savage. Who would do that?
It was
I keep mine in my front pocket.
Very similar.
Even in my breast pocket
on
from
Sundays,
time to time.
A lot of times they'll be like they'll have something like that, but it'll also be like added on for Sunday too. There's a lot of laws you'll find that are just.
There's a word for the blue laws, or what those are called.
Hold blue
on,
laws.
Yeah, hold on. Like blue laws.
Where like everything is illegal on Sunday.
A law prohibiting certain activities such as shopping on a Sunday. In colonial New England, a strict religious law, particularly one preventing entertainment or leisure activities on a Sunday. So.
Huh.
Some places make it illegal to sell alcohol on a Sunday before either a certain time or at all.
In Wood River, you cannot buy alcohol before noon.
On a Sunday?
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
Really?
See?
Yeah.
And that's a blue law because it's backed by religious people saying, and there's no real moral, in my opinion,
is that
moral
so like
need
that,
for that law.
That follows under the same, like dry counties follow under a blue law, so like
pretty
they
much.
Don't sell alcohol
well,
in a certain county.
Well, no, because that's different. Blue laws specifically rate to, like on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But think about that, though, like. What does Sunday matter to somebody whose work week, for instance, starts on a Wednesday and they work through the following Monday, where Saturday and Sunday are not weekend? They're not a religious person, so Sunday doesn't mean a goddamn thing. No, well, no pun intended on the goddamn thing. But.
A lot of laws, though, especially in the back in the day, they were based out of religion, and those were a lot of founding pushing forces, and so they revolved around a lot of them. Especially with like the sex laws, if you will. A lot of those all come out of religious beliefs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Why do you not think that politicians bring up some of these laws, like the fucking ice cream law, just to get it struck down off the books? I have a theory on that.
Because they have more important shit to do? I mean,
exactly. They would get laughed out of any fucking public forum. So today we're bringing up on the docket the referendum to remove the ban on ice cream in your back pocket. If I was in there, I'd be like, get the fuck off the stage.
Right. Like,
what about the stop sign on Main Street?
As a taxpayer, we pay these guys like $250,000 a year. So that's
but that's how this shit stays around for hundreds of years. You know what I mean? It's because we're dickheads about it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a podcast about how stupid it is. And then whenever our politicians in our area come to fix it, we're like, hey. What are you wasting your time for?
Right.
Yeah. Let's
in
another
Utah, state.
Utah's a crazy one.
A husband is responsible for any criminal act committed by his wife while she is in his presence.
Wow. That's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to be single.
What in Utah, though, what if you have multiple wives and you're just walking around and they start committing mob crimes?
You're fucked.
You're just
the mob
guilty
boss.
By it. That's like,
you're the
yeah,
mob
no
boss.
Shit. You're the Don.
You're the godfather. It's also in
yeah,
Utah.
Get you the Tommy gun.
It's illegal to throw your poop at another person in Utah. So Carry.
I don't think that's very constitutional.
What's that?
I don't think that's very constitutional.
I mean, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness,
right?
I
hope that would be for almost anywhere, just kind of frowned upon, period.
You ever seen a happier man that just flung his poop at somebody?
I've never actually seen a person in real life fling poop.
You know what? I wish I couldn't say that. Yeah. Or I wish I could say that, but previous career has left
you,
me.
You've seen some poop slinging,
there,
huh?
There has been things I can't unsee. Ooh. They're there forever. Nice.
We should have a show on that shit we can't unsee. Literally.
Oh, I could tell you some stories, man. Leave you crying at night.
Oh, I like it.
Uh-oh.
Also, Utah. It's illegal to cause a catastrophe. So.
Uh-huh. Well,
and it's
okay.
Especially illegal if your wife causes a catastrophe in your presence.
Yeah, if she causes a catastrophe and you're there, you're fucked too.
Double.
You caused the catastrophe.
In the eyes of the law.
We need that.
I don't think much of it. What else we got here?
Kirkland in Illinois. That one had a fun law. I'm trying to pull that up real quick.
Illinois. That's our home state, in case you have just started listening.
Where are we from?
Illini.
Oh.
Illini. Illinois. Is it Illinois?
No. It's French. Illinois.
I never tried a French one.
Milwaukee.
But yeah, for Kirkland, Illinois, it's bees are not allowed to fly over the village or through any of Kirkland's streets. So
fuck them bees, man.
Wait a minute.
And if they are captured, they are reminded that ignorance of the absence of not knowing the law is not an excuse.
Seriously? You gotta be fucking with me. Nobody's stopping a bee and say, hey, bee. Don't let this happen again.
That bee's got rights.
This is your warning. Consider it a verbal warning. Next time, it's a written warning. You fly through this shit third time, you're going to the slammer for 30 days in the county lockup.
We're sticking you on the fly.
Oh, man.
Paper.
Wooter donates £5, and he says, I assume that's pounds, right?
I don't know. I don't see it on the chat.
Oh, well, Wooter donated 5L with two lines through it.
Yeah, that's euros, yeah.
And he says, in the Netherlands, it is illegal to send a super chat of less than €2.
I heard it was 30.
Yeah. Are you sure that law is accurate?
Yeah.
Oh,
what state are we in? Illinois? Illinois?
Illinois. What state are we in?
All right. How about this in Illinois? You can drink under 21 if you're enrolled in a culinary program. I may have just thrown out a fucking huge bone for kids these days. We're going to culinary school, and apparently you can drink. Check that out, please.
I've actually.
Please, God, don't trust IGR.
He knows about it.
Or IJR.com.
I got you right here. As a matter of fact, I looked up because that was one of the ones I really, when I did that episode, that stuck with me because I was like, wow, you know, good luck. I want to know what the cop says is he's arresting your ass.
Right.
When you're like, no, I'm in a culinary program.
I'm a fucking chef in training.
As the law states, you know, as it reads off, is that, like you said, under 21 can legally drink if you're enrolled in a culinary program. The actual law does not say that you can drink. The actual law says that you can taste if you are enrolled in a university or college for a culinary program. And you can taste 6 times in one class, but you cannot imbibe any of the alcohol. You have to spit it all back out, just like in Dogma with Rick. Alan Rickman, where he's spitting the tequila back in.
Rickman. Rickman.
Alan Rickman, yeah. No,
they're not allowed
up.
To take the liquor home or anything.
So if you're using like red wine, you can taste it, but you know, you can't. That's fucked up.
Yeah, but however, very odd twist at the bottom of this law as I read through, because man, these things are long to actually read through the actual documents. Mm-hmm.
And these weird parts usually are only just a small part of a much larger law.
Are.
So
It's buried. They're buried in there. But apparently there is a window where minors are able to drink in Illinois. And it's if you are in the presence and you have the permission of your parents.
So if my mom says I can drink alcohol, I can?
Yeah.
I would think you would be arrested.
Possession and dispensing or consumption by a person under 21 years of age of alcohol, liquor, in the performance of a religious service or ceremony, or the consumption by a person under 21 years of age under the direct supervision and approval of the parents or parent or those persons standing in loco parents of such persons under 21 years of age in the privacy of a home. It is not prohibited by this act.
Huh. I guess contributing to delinquency of a minor would have to be not your minor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So oddly enough, not encouraging because there's, you know.
Yeah, it has to be your kid because my friend, like you're saying, it's contributing to a delinquency of a minor if you give someone under 21 alcohol that's not your kid, because my buddy got into it. He was the only one over 21 at the party that we were at. This is like 40 years ago. But the only one
might have
over
been at that party.
I think you
really
probably
familiar.
Were. You might have been, actually.
I think you got a ticket out of that.
Yeah, everyone did. Except Ratcliffe.
Did he?
Yeah, he was the only one that didn't.
He was on our show.
Right? Yeah, he blew 0-0. Drunk as shit, blew 0-0 3 times in a row. Cops were like, What the fuck? They didn't know what to do. They couldn't take it. And they had to send him on his way.
That's great.
I did a day of swap for that shit.
Jordan Heiser in the chat talks about when we talked about before the show, Utah. You can't marry your cousin in Utah unless you're both over the age of 65.
I think they figure, like, fuck it. If you're 65 and you want to marry your cousin at this point, you're what are we going to do?
So
we're not stopping.
Again, we talked about this one before the show, but my opinion on the matter is I don't think that age thing should matter. I think if you want to fuck your cousin or your brother or sister or family member or the guy next door or the church leader or anybody you want to do it. Except if they're underage, you know what I mean? As long as it's consensual. You don't think so? You think sex acts should be prohibited by between any consensual adults?
Yeah.
Like, okay, what's your thought then? My
thought's probably the same thought that these people had, because they're going to make diluted kids in the gene pool.
Actually.
That's not your fucking problem. Why are you telling people what they can and cannot do, Mr. Eugenics, I know it's best for everybody? Yeah, eugenics, is that what your problem is? You care about what, like, mind your own business is my thought. It's like drugs. You're going to make drugs illegal for everybody? It's a lot like that. It's a civil liberty. It's a civil liberty, and what you do in the privacy of your own home should have no bearing on what I do or what I think or any part of my daily life. Mind your own fucking business is my thought. It's fucking gross to fuck your cousin. Most drugs are bad, okay?
Actually,
we just lost left channel. This happens once a show. Hold on, I got this. Keep going.
But yeah, yes, it's back. But yeah, so there's actually a few states. I found a map of this specific subject. This was something that I was led to after another subject that I was looking on. But the whole cousin marriage thing for the U.S. Personally myself, I've always been in more of a stereotype. I've always heard the stereotype around here that, you know, oh, where are you going to marry your cousin? Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Arkansas.
Yeah, that's like south, the common right? shit for sure.
And funny enough, Alabama. Kentucky actually does not approve and does not allow you to, of all the other weird shit that they do, they're not okay with the whole, you cannot marry your first cousin, no sexual relations are allowed
mm-hmm.
in Kentucky.
Good.
First cousin marriages are void.
Good.
And out-of-state marriages are void. All out-of-state marriages void.
Between cousins if I move to Kentucky.
Actually, that one says
I can't hold it
that
anymore.
That one says unknown.
I gotta stop you. Why the fuck do you think it's okay to fuck your cousin?
I don't think it is for me to. I don't care what the person next, like, if they're two consenting adults, I don't care. I really don't care. They're adults. What am I gonna
this
tell them?
This is shocking.
To?
No. You tell them no. You just tell them you do not fuck your cousin. That's your cousin.
No,
you got your mama and brother.
See, that's
the
where
same
you're wrong.
Daddy.
That's where you're wrong. You tell them you should not fuck your cousin. You shouldn't do that. It's not your... I don't think it's anyone else's place to tell someone what they can and cannot do as long as they're not hurting another person.
God damn it, man.
See,
why you got to put it like that?
The right way?
You're advocating for incest.
I am not advocating.
You're an incest advocator.
No. I'm saying everybody should go do heroin because I think heroin should be legal as well.
You said what?
I think heroin and all drugs should be legal.
I agree with that, but yeah, why are you telling people to go do heroin? Why are you telling people to go do your cousin?
Fuck you. You get my point. I'm not saying do it. I'm saying if you were stupid enough, it's your prerogative. It's like suicide should not be illegal. Assisted suicide should not be illegal.
There's one more factor to this.
What about the suicide machine?
Like Kevorkian?
No, like the machine, the pod that you get in and you can commit suicide.
Yeah, like in Futurama, you go put a quarter in suicide booth.
No, they have the real pod now.
The real thing.
They have the real pod now.
What's it, carbon
available for use? Yes, just this oxygen restriction. You pass out and then die.
Huh.
Very peaceful from what I hear. You can
honestly
get them delivered
that should be completely
to like a fucking like helicopter delivered to like a mountain, and you can literally look out the glass window as you go. You know what I mean?
Do you want
to
force anyone to live if they don't want to?
Suicide is a capital punishment.
Yeah. What do you care if somebody wants to live or not? If they're depressed capital and they want to die, it's their choice whether or not they seek help or go ahead and end their life. It's their life to end if they want. It's their life to ruin with drugs.
I never said
or
I was
their cousin.
Into telling people. Yeah. So is suicide illegal?
In some places, it is. Yeah. Like, you can get in trouble if you fail a suicide.
You can, really?
Yeah.
You can I think you're in enough trouble as it is.
not in the eyes of the state. You've caused a lot of trouble for a lot of people doing that.
Cleanups, this, that. I could see. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man.
Well, another element to this whole cousin marriage thing is also at the end of the list is also they rank in being sterile required. And to marry your cousin, which
I'm okay with that.
If Kentucky, they don't allow it.
So you're saying incest is fine as long as it's not for procreation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You ready for this? Illinois. You ready for Illinois?
Oh yeah.
Oh boy. It's a little bit, because so this is, this actually kind of makes it where we cannot make Kentucky jokes in the cousin thing anymore. So, because
anyone Illinois, should be able to commit suicide
only
attack.
If parties are 50 years of age or older, or one is infertile. So yeah, you can marry your first cousin.
I disagree with that, Everett.
Disagree with what?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the back burner right here. Zach in the chat says, like, can anyone commit suicide or just sick people? And Everett says, no, man, anybody can commit suicide.
I think so, anybody should be able to.
So, 18-year-old girl, fresh out of high school, boyfriend cheats on her, dumps her.
I want to kill myself.
Okay, well, we got a spot for that. Do you really think you should let that girl kill herself?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
You should. I'm not saying you shouldn't have, like...
No.
A staff counselor on staff to talk to this person before they do it, but it's their fucking decision. It's big boy pants time. You know what I mean? People are adults and they get to make their own decisions. And for anybody to tell me that I don't know what's best for me, fuck you. And fuck anybody else for telling that to another adult.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Eric, you shouldn't smoke cigarettes. In fact, you can't smoke cigarettes.
Go fuck yourself.
You cannot. Now they're illegal. I just made that happen.
Illegal?
Because I don't like them. I don't like the smell. I think because you get sick off of it, you don't know that what's good for you.
Okay,
because
well,
it makes you sick, you can no longer do it.
You got the whole restaurant and the whole fucking plane now. What more do you want? What more do you want?
I agree with the restaurant and plane, by the way. I agree that smoking should be illegal in public places because that goes against my thought of you can't be, you know,
you're a pussy.
You don't want to tread. I can't agree with treading on other people. You go to a restaurant to eat your meal. You do not agree to have somebody come in there and more
you
or less
have
poison
penetrated
your air.
Their delicate nasal passages.
As a smoker, you're going to come off and say that people are pussies about it. I've been a smoker and I've been a non-smoker. And tell me,
I like the smoker better.
How about whenever you're sitting and eating in a restaurant? Say you're in a booth and right across the little short half wall, there's four kids over there and they're chain smoking like motherfuckers, smoke coming at you, and while you just got your brand new steak with baked potato or whatever. You think that's perfectly fine. You think that's perfectly fine.
Because you have a non-smoking section. If you don't want to go to the section, you don't have to be near smokers. It's called non-fucking smoking.
What if that non-smoking section borders it?
Well, then the restaurant's an asshole.
Yeah, that's fair.
Get your shit together. There's a non-smoking section. Go to the fuck to that one.
If there's a non-smoking section, fine. Let's keep them separated enough.
No,
then I have no problem with it.
No, non-smokers had to have the whole fucking restaurant.
Well, that is what it is.
I mean, unless you live in Nevada, you can smoke in a lot of places. Illinois?
What
nah,
if they have
not
asthma?
Not at all.
What if somebody has asthma now just because you want to smoke in a restaurant, now I can't enjoy that place? You're treading on other people.
Go to non-smoking.
If that's an availability.
Yeah.
What if all the non-smoking is full? The only places you can sit now are smoking.
Go to Denny's.
Just leave.
Yeah.
It's ruined.
I mean, if you're that sensitive, I mean, you're not going to go on a fucking roller coaster.
So
you're not
biased.
Going to Six Flags.
You are so biased.
Armand,
calm down. Calm down. It's so obvious a bias because you are a smoker and you want to make sure that you can smoke wherever you need to and want to. Quit that unhung shit. It's not funny. We're having a discussion here. Is that really the way you feel, or are you just being biased? Do you not admit a bias here?
No. If I didn't smoke, I am not going to care if other people smoke around me.
There you go. There's your bias. So
why?
Because the only reason you give a fuck is because you smoke. You
I
only
just
care.
Said if I didn't smoke, I would not care.
Right. So the only reason you do care, in so facto.
No, I would not care if they smoked around me.
Oh,
I don't care
okay.
now. If I
thought you didn't care
if I didn't smoke, I still wouldn't care if they smoked around
you
me.
You say they give it 10 years after you quit. I've been done smoking for 9 years and the shit bothers you. The smoke smell bothers you. Getting in your face where you're trying to do anything, it's like. It takes you aback when you're not ready for it. And somebody who's never been around smoking, you can't just say because you get my point. I just think you're being hypocritical on it. What if it wasn't cigarettes? What if it's some other type of fucking weird habit that people have that's random?
I don't want you vaping around me. No.
Vaping's a good example, but something that's different than like smoke. Some other way that you can tread on another person's freedoms and
oh, like telling
space.
Them that they can't like use perfume around cologne around you.
I agree. You shouldn't. That's fucking horrible.
You get that? You get
yeah,
what I'm
I totally get what you're saying there. I have an issue with aerosol-based fucking things and alcohol-based like colognes and perfumes. It fucks with my nose real bad. It's the same thing as cigarettes. I don't think you should be able to walk around
like
a grandma does.
I'm not able.
Like any grandma does with fucking Charlie, you know.
Red
or whatever it is.
Elizabeth Taylor, white diamonds.
It's horrible. It's not as bad as cigarettes because it's not going
to
kill you.
So where that came from is that Ever doesn't allow me to wear a cologne in the office.
I don't mind if you wear it. I don't like you spraying it right next to my desk.
He gets mad.
I do get mad. How many times for fucking 15, 20, 30 years now? You know I don't like that shit. It fucks with my nose and gets me all like allergic and whatnot.
And all mad.
I only get mad because I've been telling you for 25 fucking years to please respect my wish on this one. There's no law against it, like maybe there should be.
Ooh, you could petition for.
Yeah, why don't you go, senator, go to your congressman and get that shit ratified.
No, because I try to take it up with you personally, and like an adult, like a person has a relationship with another person, and ask you nicely, please don't do that around me.
Oh, you mean like how real laws should work?
What do you mean?
How? It's person to person basis. Hey, man, let me talk to you.
For most of the
turn your motherfucking stereo down. If you don't, I'm calling the cops.
Well, then that's not the law, because then why would you call the cops?
Yeah, well, you call the cops and tell them, like, this guy's being an asshole.
See, that's not how the law works. You're making no fucking sense. You're a Hoosier. This is quite obvious, Dave.
I'm a Hoosier.
You are a Hoosier.
Oh, man.
All right, Maine. It's illegal for Christmas decorations to still be up after January 14th. That's
good.
Not a dumb law.
Good. No, good.
But
get them the fuck out of here.
It is a dumb law. If it's my yard, I want to be able to put what I want in it. If it's my house, I want to be able to paint it whatever I want.
If the homeowners association of that place
says
that you can't have your Christmas lights up,
that's more like an ordinance that's been agreed upon by the people in your area. If that's a vote's been taken, fine. But now you're talking about civil liberties. It's like saying I can't wear a purple shirt.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? It's like saying my car can't be green striped.
It's gang colors.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, would you want it to be?
No. It's different, though, than saying you can't have your grass over 8 inches. I think it's a little bit different than that.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. What do you got? You got anything for Maine?
No.
I don't have anything for Maine on me.
No.
Not on me, man. All right.
Washington State, it is illegal to harass Bigfoot, Sasquatch, or any other such hominid.
Hormone. What did he say?
I heard that comment, asshole. In Washington State, is it illegal to harass Bigfoot, Sasquatch, or any other such hominid?
I mean, that's fair. Would you want to be harassed if you were a possibly intelligent animal?
No, I think a lot of laws are like...
that's a tourist law. That's a law that they made. Say, hey, we got laws for the Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Come and visit our state. We've got 1,400 little gas stations that sell Bigfoot ashtrays.
Yeah, well, I mean, why else would they have made it a law unless there's people harassing Sasquatch? That's why it doesn't come out no more. You know that, guys. Come on.
How about this in Washington? All lollipops are banned.
That's the... More of
you. Oh shit! What's here, that? he's got something on it right now. Exactly what we were just talking about.
Skamania County, Washington, passed a law regarding Bigfoot in 1969, declaring that any willful, wanton slaying of such creatures shall be deemed a felony, subject to substantial fine and or imprisonment. The fact that this legislation was passed on April 1st did not escape notice, but County Commissioner Conrad Lundy said that. This is not an April Fool's joke. The reason to believe there is such an animal exists. Hunter and someone's name I can't mention their own speculation that Skamania County authorities had their ears tuned much more to music of the publicity bandwagon than to the other songs of distress for Bigfoot.
Huh.
So basically saying, and I guess notwithstanding, the ordinance was amended in 1984.
Oh, the ordinance was amended.
To preclude an insanity defense and to consider such a killing homicide if the creature was proven by the coroner to be humanoid.
Weird.
So, yeah.
Oh, so if you kill somebody, like, I thought it was Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Right. Or, you know, maybe if a Cro-Magnon man happens to come stumbling out of a cave, you can't
but
kill
still,
him either. I think that applies.
You still can't harass Bigfoot and... Washington.
How about this in Washington?
Leave him alone.
You can't use an X-ray machine to fit shoes at a shoe store.
Why would
that's
you
not
use...
dumb. That's not dumb at all.
What?
Just go around and give somebody that's got a, like, this
I'm
dude's got a shoe
one.
Addiction. Now he's got radiation. Cancer.
Well, now shoe he's addiction. Sterile.
Yeah, now he's sterile.
Gas. I'm pretty much with that one.
Yeah, I'm okay with that one.
Gas pumping.
Give
oh,
me
yeah.
some more dumb shit.
The gas pumping we talked
in
about. We experienced this firsthand.
In New Jersey.
Oregon and New Jersey, that's right. So in those two states, if any of you live there, you already know this. Otherwise, you might not. You cannot pump your own gas in those two states. Last year, Eric and I were in New Jersey. When was it? April last
year? April last year.
We pull into a, what was it called? Starts with a W. Wawa. We pull into a Wawa gas station. That's what they're called up there. They got the Wawa.
Wawa.
And I start to pump my gas, and the attendant comes up and starts hassling me. He's like, hey, you can't pump your own gas.
What are you doing? Yeah.
He's like, he starts giving me some shit about you just can't do that. I'm like, well, is there any place around here where I can go pump my own gas? He's like, yeah, you can go back where you came from.
Yeah, he was an asshole about it. Really, yeah, we learned that New Jersey state law prohibits you from pumping your own gas.
Sounds which is like ridiculous.
Sweetheart.
But you got to wonder what happened there to cause that to be a thing.
Well, you know what? I was down in, it was
14 years ago, whatever, when I went to Kentucky, pulled up at a gas station, and I went to get out to pump gas, and this dude came running out at me, and I didn't know. I thought I did something wrong, or if he was going to chase me out of town or what the fuck, I don't know.
Sure,
but no, he was there to pump the gas. It's not a law full in service. Kentucky. But yeah, it was a full service place. Sure. I was just totally like, oh, okay, sure.
We got a full service joint about a block away from here, actually.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can pull up. They got the little ding, ding. The guy comes running out. Hey, what can I do for you? Yeah, fill her up. Do my windows. Check my oil. They'll do that whole thing for you. It's really cool.
But yeah, Oregon changed their law, not, you know, within the past year. And there was where it was supposed to be where they could pump their own gas. But looking deeper into that, it wasn't the whole state, apparently. It was only counties with fewer than 40,000 people, they were allowed to operate their own fuel pumps. So I guess the bigger cities and stuff, you're still required.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's supposed to, I mean, they use excuses as why they do it as like, oh, it creates a job, or it's a safety thing. You know, insurance, it lowers insurance rate on the gas.
I could make sense.
On the store itself.
Kind of have an attendee or whatever, so that, you know.
What if it was an attendees union that lobbied the government to say, hey, I'm thinking about, I just
started. Then that's America.
I've been thinking too much about New Jersey.
But apparently, too, on top of that, as far as, like, fines and, like, the penalties of when this law is broken, like, I couldn't find anything. And, like, anything I could find, they said basically they don't do anything. Hmm. At most, like, the person, if you were pumping your gas, you wouldn't get the ticket. Like, at most, if an official seen you doing it, they would give the store a ticket.
Ah, the station for letting you.
So yeah.
I could see some fucking dark shit where you just, if you have your own station and the station across the street's kind of competing real good, you start sending people over there to pump their own gas.
Yeah, get them
some
shut
small,
down.
Like a dollar into their own like little container.
Yeah, an unauthorized, like a plastic bag or something.
Double
yeah.
whammy. Yeah. Double
fuck
whammy.
Yeah. Get, bottle. Yeah, pour, yeah, pump your gas in a 40.
You got a rag?
How about in New Hampshire, it is illegal to show a movie before 2 p.m.?
Really?
Really? What?
I mean, that's what this says.
I don't believe it.
I'm not corroborating any of this.
I don't believe that.
How about it's illegal to collect seaweed at night in New Hampshire? You must do it during daylight hours.
That makes sense to me. I could see there being safety issues.
Yeah.
Like water playing around out
there. Have you ever been to the ocean in New Hampshire?
I've never been to the ocean, period.
It's cold. Really cold, and the seaweed is gross. I'm just gonna throw that out there too.
Were you tasting it or
no? You walk through it; it's everywhere.
Did you eat it?
No, I didn't eat it. But that shit's salty. I'll tell you that.
Remember the seaweed from the Nintendo Ninja Turtles game
on the water level?
That was electric. Fuck, man, that was
fucking hard ass level. To
bullshit.
Yeah, I could do that shit in a minute and a half.
Anyway, in Kentucky, under 16 years old, you can get married with only a judge's approval. Your parents do not have to be present, and there is no age limit on how old the other can be. As long as you're 16 and get a judge's approval, it's game on, boys.
How about in Kentucky, you can't dye ducklings, baby chicks, or bunnies?
You can't dye them?
You can't dye
their fur blue. Or
why?
Any color.
Any color, yeah.
Why, it's though?
Something why about, I guess, Easter time, people would do that as like a trend. I imagine it probably has something to do with like dying, you know, like if I
did rabbits die over this? Not die like that.
Can't be good for them. Think about the stress you put on a rabbit.
Yeah.
By dipping them in shit.
You know how many bitches get their hair dyed every day?
Yeah, but they choose
constantly for 40 years straight or a blonde.
Rabbits have heart attacks when people handle them. You know what I'm saying? You're going to dip a rabbit in some sort of weird color thing. And,
well, you don't dip it. You spray it.
Make sure you close your eyes too, little
aerosol.
Animal.
CFCs.
Yeah, that's even better, right?
Right.
That's environmentally friendly. But no, the marriage thing actually going on that you mentioned for Kentucky, that was one that I went ahead and looked up too, because when I did dumb laws for the episode of Kentucky, there was like maybe 4-5 laws on the actual whole episode, and that was one I expected to see. And somewhere in there I kind of alluded to where I'm like, yeah, I expected to see something else, but I didn't want to come out and say, how come that underage marriage thing isn't on there? So I anyways looked it up. Yes, it's a real law, but currently they are working to actually put a law to where if you cannot get married until you're 18, and 16 and up, you have to have parental consent. And then there's like a whole other thing, like if you're 17, you have to be able to provide for like that you had a place that you live and you can sustain yourself for 3 months and all this stuff. And and then on top of all that with parental approval, the living conditions, and then you still have to get a judge to approve it. So they're working their way out of the dark age. It's a plus.
Yeah, I don't know, man. What do you think about it? You think that should be allowed? A 16-year-old girl wants to marry a 50-year-old man at 16. Judge says it's okay. You think that should go?
I think there's some money being exchanged.
I don't think a 16-year-old kid is able to make a decision.
No, not at all.
As well, you know, as an adult. I don't think at 16 years old you have the ability.
You think that two extra years is going to make the difference?
Not always, but generally. I think 18 as a society we've decided is the time you become an adult and you can make your own decisions. And I think it's a really good age and has worked for as long as it has.
Right.
I see no reason to make exceptions for things like that.
But there are certain exceptions, not to be made in the law, but there are certain exceptions to the 18 as an adult thing.
Sure.
Some kids are adults before that. Some kids don't ever fucking grow up.
Well, that's,
that can't
just, that's
be an
issue
adult.
Of maturity.
You know yeah, that's I mean? Yeah. Well, yeah.
You can't say physical
but
maturity.
We've tied like maturity to that 18-year-old level. Like basically, at 18, you're mature enough to do
to start being responsible for yourself.
Well, because there's no standard measurement of maturity. So the only thing you can do is tie it to
age.
Age.
Yeah, that's
right.
It. Yeah, you can't. There's no test that tells how mature you are, like in the Cheez-Its commercial.
Well, think about it like this: me and you. I mean, depending on the episode, you might think we're 12, or you might think we're 50.
That's fair.
So just
that's fair.
It just depends.
Yeah, but still, I think it's too young of an age. Even like, and especially how it's currently, like, right now it's 16. You don't have to have a judge approval.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that, so you can't get married at 16 without parental consent? What about, that should be for, like, sexual conduct? Do you think, like, in those same states where you have to be 18 to get married, should you also be 18 for, like, a statute or statutory rape, is what it's called? Where if you're underage and somebody's above age?
I wouldn't, you know, I didn't look into that, but I bet you that. Probably a motivating factor of why they are quick to get married.
Probably.
So they don't get charged for statutory.
There's that guy that was in Lost. He played Horace, the guy that ran the Dharma Initiative.
Yeah.
He married that 16-year-old chick, Courtney Stoddard or whatever.
Yeah.
Had to get the parents' permission. He was like 15. She was 16. I find that creepy.
He was 15?
She was like 16 and he was 50.
Oh, 50. That's super creepy. Cult shit there.
Pretty close. I don't know that they're still together, but...
Yeah, that's not.
So for me, my problem with this whole scenario is I get kind of hung up in like, I don't think they should be able to get married, but I think a 16-year-old should be able to choose if they want to have sex. Is that weird?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Another thing was about the
17.
How am I sick? I'm not saying I want to have sex with a 16-year-old, but I think, do you think a 16-year-old should be punished for having sex with another 16-year-old or an 18-year-old or even a 20-year-old, if that matter? And then at that point, if it's fine to do a 20-year-old, I see no difference in a 20-year-old and a 50-year-old or a 100-year-old.
But that's the thing. It's not fine for a 16-year-old to do a 20-year-old.
Especially not for a 100-year-old.
Yeah.
That's
I'm agreeing with you. Let's keep it at 18 because I figure as a society for most things, that's a good age.
Oh, I'm glad that you agree with the law there on that, Everett. we'll keep it at 18. I had thoughts about changing it. I was going to give it a thought, maybe push some shit to
the
congressman.
Listen, smart ass. This is the discussion, you fuck.
Now, what I was going to say about the 17, the other thing that I left out was that... whoever the 17-year-old, for some reason, it just seemed to apply to 17. But whoever you're marrying, if you're 17, has to be within 4 years of age of you.
I mean, I guess that's fair.
It makes sense. However, it not 13? Being applied to a 16-year-old as well is kind of, you know, well, why not?
13?
That's weird.
17 and 13?
The 13-year-old would have to have parental and a judge's approval. Or, well, currently now. I take that back.
Because if
the new law passes... It's all illegal.
Oh, okay. Well, so, as it should be.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much like I said, if the new law passes, it's 18 and up. It pretty much becomes like the rest of us. However, they still have the stipulation of 16 and 17-year-old can get married.
What if they're cousins?
You know what? Nope. Kentucky is not down with the cousins only.
So in Kentucky, you can be 16 or 17, but as long as you're not cousins.
Pretty much.
You guys want to get out of the state laws and hear some of the some outdated laws from around the world? I thought this was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's talk about... Here, let me see what's interesting. All right, that's enough Darth Vader.
I'm not going to do that.
All right, how about in Quebec, you cannot make yellow margarine?
I already said around the world.
That's Quebec, man.
That's practically America.
Is it Wisconsin?
Let's be serious.
All right, how about in Australia? Only licensed electricians may change a light bulb.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I mean, it's outdated, but...
They got different light bulbs than we do?
I don't know. That was about. I remember reading that one myself and just...
I think they have the sockets with the two holes in it.
When I hear stuff like that, my mind automatically goes back to like 1920.
Yeah, whenever Tesla.
Yeah, when they first came out and they're like, oh my God, what's a light bulb? I don't want to handle that thing, you know.
Yeah. Oh, electricity kills. Just ask fucking Westinghouse. How about in France? It's illegal to address your pig or name your pig Napoleon. Out of respect for Napoleon.
Out of respect for Napoleon.
Yeah.
I don't know if French love Napoleon, man.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm with that.
How about this? In England, military police are banned from wearing a suit of armor in Parliament.
Same. Inside Parliament?
Yep.
Can you see how long that goes back? Or
like, I can't. This is a stupid infographic, and okay. I'd have to do real work to figure that out. The same statute also bans swords from the Parliament chamber. So no swords from MPs or armor.
That's good, though. I'm okay with that. Just recently, that dude got assassinated on TV in China by a sword.
No shit, I missed that.
It wasn't super recently, but it was within, like, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
I remember the Russian guy giving the speech, or maybe was Ukrainian.
He
was giving a speech, and his bodyguard just pulled out a gun and just shot him in the back.
Oh, no, I've seen that, though, too. Yeah, whew, live leaks a motherfucker. But this one was like this guy was giving a speech, man, and for whatever, I think it was China, man. I really want to say it was China. And the guy comes just out of fucking nowhere, wielding the sword, and stabs him, just runs him all the way through. It was great.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's funny. How about in Portugal, it's illegal to pee in the ocean? You like when you're swimming?
I feel like that should not be a law.
Do they have that like purple stuff that they pour in the ocean that
they do?
No, I don't think it's called Fukushima. It's called Fukushima.
Apparently, it's on the books though that you can't pee in the ocean.
You have to see that with a thermal camera.
I think everyone should be allowed to piss in the ocean if they want to,
because the animals can.
There's enough. Yeah, animals get away with it, bud. You ain't taking my gun.
It's only salty because of whale sperm, right, bro?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that why you were going on about the ocean? No.
How about in Mexico? You have to keep both feet on your bike at all times. That's a law. Otherwise, you might lose control.
I'm not with it.
You're getting excited. You kick your legs out. You're like, wee.
It's no fun.
Yeah.
That's a law in Texas.
That's
no
why
fun.
They come here, because you can ride
your
bike.
But you said Mexico.
How about Israel, one of your favorite sovereignties of the whole world?
Uh-huh.
If you've been maintaining an illegal radio station for 5 or more years, the station becomes legal.
Crooked.
So pirate radio becomes legal after 5 or 8 years over there.
Can you guys start broadcasting your signal over there?
I mean, probably. Actually, I'm sure we can get in some sort of Israeli
radio. We will get a cease
station.
And assist.
They wouldn't allow you on their radio waves, though.
Not at all.
As a known anti-Semite throughout the world, Eric's not allowed on any Israeli airwaves or TV waves.
I may have been thrown off out of a fucking bar mitzvah time or two. That's neither here nor there.
How about in Dubai? You cannot eat during Ramadan.
You can't eat during Ramadan?
During the day.
Yeah, that's
you'll get a warning at first, and then you'll be put in jail.
Because it's a largely population of
Muslims.
Yeah, well, don't say it like that. You sound like a racist.
No, I don't.
Muslims.
They are Muslims.
What's the difference, Muslim, Muslim?
Anyway, but that's no different than here in America, like we just talked about. It has to do with religion. You can't buy beer before noon on a Sunday. I mean, that's no different than here in America, where we make laws based on religious beliefs. Am I wrong?
No, you're pretty much right.
Okay, thank you.
How about this in Japan?
Oh, are you at the Japan one?
Is it about bras?
No.
Oh, you go first then.
Oh.
The one I read out of my international law episode, like, it really threw me off. It said there's no age of consent in Japan, and I was just kind of like,
those freaky fucks.
Bullshit.
That makes sense if you look at all that hentai and all that anime, like, porn they have, where it's all like 14-year-old girls with tentacles coming out of their giants.
Yeah. One of the biggest things that I noticed about, like, through the laws that I read on is that these laws stem back. I mean, when I was going through the States, those laws stemmed all the way back to the beginning of the states.
Sure.
You know, yeah. And countries, and I thought about it, the countries that, you know, have been there for thousands of years, very well, they could have, you know, law or absence of a law at some point in that time, and that's basically what they're doing. They're just reaching out and they're just grabbing. Hey, lights.
What did we light?
But, they're just grabbing, you know, whatever stipulation. I mean, you can almost say that with any country. You know, anywhere at one time, there was no age of consent. You know, it's not like it was the first thing they wrote on the book. So
until it became a problem.
That's fair.
Right.
Until too many people started sampling the 13-year-old goodies.
Well, we're a country now. We want our independence. First things first, bud. Can't have none of that.
You got to check international law. Yeah, international law, we got to be compliant with. A couple things down the list. 16-year-old age of consent. Check.
Yep, done.
It's not going to work for Greg over there. You know Greg.
Yeah.
Okay, in Japan, though, women are legally obliged to wear bras in buildings with air conditioning.
They have to.
In Japan.
Yeah, that's because Japanese dudes are perverts.
Japanese women are perverts, too. Just throwing that out there.
Is that right?
I mean, they like tentacles, man. I've seen the anime.
That, I can't you know, dispute
Japanese
that.
Japanese anime women.
I can't dispute that.
I had a friend that I was I worked with back at Walmart and of all places. And, you know, I was like, oh, I like anime, you know. He's like, oh, I'm into it too. And he's like, well, what are you into? Named off, you know, Trigun, Outlaw Star, stuff like that. He's like, no, sure. I don't know any of those, you know. He started naming off some anime. I had no idea. I'd never heard of them. Turned around. It was hentai. And I'm like, yeah. No, sorry, man.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Different caliber.
Wooter says Muslims aren't allowed to eat during the day, but non-Muslims can eat no problem in Dubai during the Ramadan.
How about in Belgium, pillow is classified as a passive weapon, and hitting someone with one could lead to a charge of assault.
You hit somebody with a pillow nowadays, you swing it. Okay, I could swing a pillow hard enough to knock a normal person over with a pillow.
A normal person.
Shroud size. Sure. I could knock him on his ass with a pillow, promise you that, with a pillow. And I'm just saying, so like I get that it's assault. You can't even spit at somebody and it not be assault. So why? Damn.
I can't even walk down the street if I see someone that just does
I can't
me wrong.
Even spit in my enemy's eye anymore. No, that's no longer
that's
allowed.
That's illegal.
Yeah, that's illegal.
You're spitting in public.
That's funny.
Later, Byron.
If you're a dog owner, don't go to Hartford, Connecticut, basically, because. If you don't keep an obedient dog, it's against the law to not educate your dog.
Really?
Yeah, so make sure your dog is like...
My dog's a dummy.
Yeah.
He's a dummy.
In some places, it's illegal to expose your dog to cigarette smoke. Like in Illinois, you can't to give a lit cigar to your pet.
I also believe it's illegal in Illinois to attempt to have sex with your neighbor's dog.
The neighbor or yours? Is it legal for yours?
I can't remember if it's your dog.
It's illegal, I know for sure, because there's this guy. This just happened the other day. He lives in one of the towns around this area. He posted on pictures of Facebook. He posted pictures of someone having sex with a German Shepherd. There was visible tattoos. And somebody tracked it down where these tattoos was this guy. They figured out he owns a German Shepherd. The tattoos matched up. That was enough for the police to come and arrest this guy for having sex with his dog. So, yeah, your dog is definitely illegal.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
As it should be.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think that law
they can't
maybe,
consent.
But yeah, the no that's weird. I'm gonna have to talk to you about that because I think I might know who exactly. Because there was someone that
I know a dog fucker too. But
yeah,
hang on a minute,
enough,
man. We might know the same dog fucker.
Wait, Ralph?
No, his
can't be man. He's
same
got a
thing
poodle.
Kind of happened to this guy. I guess he had these videos and they ended up going on Facebook. His girlfriend or whatever found him and posted them up on social media.
Oh my god!
Ended up fucking getting nailed, you know, he got arrested and stuff.
More ways than one. Serves him right.
he got nailed.
Never mind.
Yeah, his account got shut down and stuff, and no one has seen or heard from him since. Just saying. Not a shock, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to show my face if I got caught fucking my dog either. I'm done. I'm out. I'm moving away.
Yeah, that's
fuck
kind of like
you.
A reputation ruiner.
Changing my name
How
and moving away.
How much does a couple
away?
Acres on Mars cost now?
Yeah, no shit.
It ain't cheap, dude, especially the moving fees.
Right.
Just to get that shit into space is $10,000 a kilo.
With that Elon Musk car with that dead body.
What if the dog is 16? Yeah, that's a great point. What if the dog is of the age of consent for canines?
But what if it's your cousin?
What if it's your cousin
dog?
The dog
is your cousin?
The dog is your cousin.
But it's 16.
We've gone to Plaid.
We have gone to Plaid for sure at that one.
Straight past Ludicrous Speed, right to Plaid.
You're going
to
need a presidential approval for this one.
Yeah, no, just get a pardon later.
How about
it's better to ask for forgiveness than for permission.
How about in Thailand? If you step on any of the currency, you can go to jail because the king of Thailand is on their currency, the baht, and it's basically insulting and threatening the royal family, and that's illegal.
So you can go to Thailand and fuck a 12-year-old boy, but that's, you better not step on the money.
That's still totally illegal.
Because that's not okay. Why is that? Oh, it's not legal in Thailand to fuck kids?
No, it's totally illegal to do that.
Oh.
It's just that's apparently an easy thing to get accomplished over there. At least movies would have you believe.
I was going to say, I thought it was just a kind of a movie cliche.
I better put a disclaimer. I've never been to Thailand.
You ever been to the back alleys of Thailand? You get your face tattooed over there, man.
They don't call it Bangkok for nothing, bud.
Right.
It's how you pay for everything.
So how about this? Swerving away from weird laws and whatnot, have non-linear application of the law. So first and foremost, did you guys hear about Ethan Couch, this kid in Texas who got drunk,
no.
Killed four people in a car wreck, and he used the defense of affluency. He's been rich his whole life. He had been fucking basically spoiled his whole life, and he didn't know any better that he couldn't do this, and it worked. He basically got paroled or, you know, probation for killing four people.
Wow.
But if you say you didn't know that there was a stop sign there, ignorance is not an excuse for the law.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's such bullshit sometimes how a judge will apply a sentence to something not fairly across the board. But you can't have laws in sentencing that's absolute, though.
That's the like the Brock kid that raped the gal behind it, fucking 6 months, dude. Rape.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Proven. Admitted.
And then you might have a guy who's 20 who has sex with, and it sounds like I keep bringing up sex with underage kids, but it's a person who's a week old or a week away from their 18th birthday. A week old. A week away from their 18th birthday, and this guy's doing 5 years now. You know what I mean? And I don't have this as a real example, but that's the type of shit you see happen. Like, this weird consequences that just are not the same across the board.
I want to say that there's actually, like, what you just, your specific one, like, just a week away from being 18, I think that that's actually, like, clause in there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably all right.
Well, a judge might see that and go, yeah.
That doesn't mean out and try that.
But again, it's up to the judge.
It is.
When it's up to a single person to say, it's up to their opinion of how this should be applied.
Yeah, that's, interpretation of the law.
But then at the same time, you can't just have it be by the book. You just can't, because sometimes there's extenuating circumstances. Like whenever a father kills a person who killed it or, you know, raped his kid, granted, he should still get in trouble, but it's not the same murder, in my opinion, as if a person goes out and randomly murders somebody.
Yeah, no, but
it's still murder one.
It's still premeditated murder, and, you know, there's a lot of...
Aren't you glad you don't have to be the person who decides how laws are applied or even created or...
Yeah, I don't want that job.
It's too much of a... And you're going to get shit on every time you're going to have some assholes doing a podcast.
Someone's going to hate you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You hear of those mock jury trials and stuff like that?
What do you got on a mock jury trial? No.
Huh? You don't know what a mock jury trial is?
No, I'm going to Google it. Not off the top of my head.
It's like, you know, if it's a big case or something that really something serious goes down, they'll hold like a mock trial beforehand. They'll assemble a jury, and they'll.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, if you're one of the jury people, you actually get paid like cash at the end of the day. It's pretty sweet.
It's basically so they can try out questions and shit and see how they think a jury will react. It's like practice.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to ask this question, and if this mock jury reacts in a way I don't like, now I know not to ask it before the real jury.
So the lawyer set the mock juries up.
Right.
Well,
or a prosecutor or...
It's part of the whole process.
Yeah, that we sat there. I went for one, and it was actually a pretty popular... Well...
Apparently you can get...
It was a pretty well-known case.
Yeah.
And you do. I spent the day there. They fed me lunch and supper. And
what did they give you?
Like $250.
$250?
Yeah, like an envelope of cash.
Shit
you not.
They hiring? Cool.
You can only do that. You're only available to do this once every 6 months or something if it's even needed. But yeah, I don't know exactly who you can contact to do. But yeah, it was a nice little thing. Took a day off work, went and did this. And the overall though, then I had to see some horrific fucking case full of like screwed up evidence and shit. I'm not gonna say what case it was, but it was like a triple homicide.
Oh, bummer.
So yeah, it was. There was a lot to it, and I don't know where we were running with that, but I kind of just...
We are nowhere.
How about Italy? Back to another weird law, skipping right back into it. I saw this when you were on my list, and I want to bring it back up, because this is more important for you, because I know you like to punch people. Do not go to Italy and punch someone. It's a felony.
A felony to punch somebody?
Punch somebody in Italy is a felony, so keep
that. Why?
Cuffs is felon.
It's the same thing as a weapon over there. I guess too many people got fucking
stupid. People getting their hands... registered as lethal weapon. Is that not like the dumbest thing you could do? Because anytime you fight someone, then you've hit them with a lethal weapon.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real thing.
Is that not?
It's like saying I can't put my hands in my pockets because that's a concealed weapon. You know what I mean? It's like some asshole needs that on a T-shirt. And I might have to register my hands as a fucking weapons, or else I'm in trouble.
Well, I'm just curious if that's actually something that is done. Because
I doubt that.
I'm still not with punching people being a felony, man.
But there is a kind of a precedent for that. So say a boxer gets into a fight randomly at a bar with somebody and kills somebody.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, man, I saw Con Air.
He's under more of a hook.
I saw Con Air.
It's exactly right. It's the exact same thing as Con Air. Whenever you have that training.
Special training and ability.
Is a special circumstances for punishment. You knew better, and you got to practice more restraint.
Yep. Yeah,
I don't disagree with that.
What is it? Here's a comic one for Canada.
Let's hear it.
Comic books which depict any illegal acts are banned, and I read into that one.
So what if that Lex Luthor stealing money from the vault?
Banned.
No,
he's stealing.
Shit.
Now, this makes me wonder, though, like, if this was just like a time period. You know, like there was that golden era of comics, where we had the comic book code, and there was all these lists of things. Maybe that's something they tried to do in Canada, and
it just obviously, I'm sure, did not go over because I have no doubt there's plenty of Spider-Man, you know, X-Men and
right.
freaking even Predator or whatever. You take away a criminal element, all you have left is these vigilantes running around and assaulting people, which is in turn a crime.
Yeah.
Hey, so, I don't like the way you're standing there, Joker.
Yeah, Batman's right? committing a crime because he doesn't work for the police department whenever he's right. beating someone up.
That's just assault and battery, Babbitts.
But you get a badge, you can beat the fuck out of anybody you want to, and it's all good. No, I just don't like our police system, sorry.
You got anything else you wanted to come up with any kind of cool laws? Because we're getting kind
marijuana.
Of here.
Marijuana prohibition, man. What about marijuana? It's Schedule 1 status.
One, dumb. We talked about that all drugs should be legal, but it's especially criminal in my mind that marijuana still has its place as right up there with cocaine.
You're biased because you smoke marijuana.
Not true.
True.
No.
What about the rainwater?
Oh, we'll get to that, too. But he's biased because he smokes marijuana, people. I don't want your marijuana smoke in my face.
I'm not saying I'm going to go out and smoke it, you know, in public. How is that? I don't understand your bias. I know you're trying to make a joke, but let's get a little, if you're going to do that, have a little logic.
I'm not. I feel like it should be I'm the same way. I'm right there with you.
I don't snort cocaine or heroin, and I think it should be legal. Is that a bias?
Can you do it in public?
No, I wiped my nose as soon as he said that.
Yeah, I don't think it should be a problem.
You know, achoo! What the fuck?
I'm not saying do it at a restaurant.
What the fuck?
But I'm saying if you, like, say you have, like, a little vial of cocaine, you're like, or a fucking pill of morphine.
Cruel Intentions with a little spoon.
As long as you're not intoxicated in public, that's different. You know what I mean? That's a different thing.
Oh, you're intoxicated. If you do cocaine in public, you're fucking intoxicated.
If you go like this and do a little bump or whatever, it's the same thing as walking down the street and taking a shot out of your flask or something like that. It's what you do.
But no being intoxicated.
How about... intoxicated. Right, there's a
Who makes the legal limit for cocaine?
How do you measure the legal limit?
Yeah, how do you know if you've done one or 10?
That's a good question.
Depending on how big your pupils are.
Yeah.
Which I think is a big argument as to why drugs are still illegal, because there's no easy way to field test for the amount of intoxication. So, but I honestly think if there was a way, it should be treated no different than any other type of
alcohol.
Drug.
You get into the same as alcohol.
Drugs,
stuff like that, you get into like mandatory minimums and shit like that.
By your thing, I mean, cigarettes are a drug. That's it's the smoke that bothers you then,
right?
So it's not the cigarettes in public. So people could vape and you'd be fine because it doesn't have the nicotine smell to it. Or I don't understand where your issue is with this. The smoke vaping bothers you, or
vaping
is it,
if it has any chemicals in it that are, you know, at all considered like carcinogens or anything like that.
Yeah, they have chemicals.
No, you can't do that around other people. If you choose to put poison in your own body, that's one thing. But to passively give that to another person is shitty, and I don't think you should be allowed to do that.
Vaping puts off like 10 times the amount of smoke.
What if three times
as much smoke as a cigarette would?
What if I spill my cocaine on you?
That, again, should not be legal.
It's a party foul.
That's like saying, what if, like, right now you have, like, any kind of prescription drug, like a cancer drug or whatever, and you go out and spill that on somebody? You can't do that. Say you're taking radiation pills or whatever for chemo.
Right.
You can't go out and accidentally pop that open on somebody. I mean, I guess you can, but you shouldn't. I don't know that it should be illegal because it's an accident, so to speak. But you should be liable if anything bad happens. Like, it's not illegal to get in a car accident, rear end somebody, and, you know, fucking give them whiplash. It's not illegal, but you should still be liable.
Well, what's illegal is what you did. You were failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident.
No, that's illegal. Yeah. Well, if you do it in a parking lot where you can't get a ticket because it's private property, you should still be liable if you cause
you get
person.
Sued, you are liable.
Right, it's the same thing with cigarettes. It's a health liability, not like a, you know, criminal
preference.
Liability. Right.
Rainwater collection. Should you be allowed to collect your rainwater? Yes, I feel like personally you should. Why not? Because hey, man, I want to water my plants, my flowers, myself. Say I want to shower in rainwater every time.
Like, Jesse, what do you got on this? Because I got some opinions on it myself about why and
I don't
regulations.
Really have like an opinion as far as like whether you should be. You know, I mean, I don't see it ever to hurt anything. Why you shouldn't be
why
able
can't
to collect
you?
It? You know, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Why not? I went ahead and I did because I noticed in the post too on the page or the group, whatever, about it. So I did do a little looking into, and it seems actually like the majority of states allow it.
I would say it's mostly probably your southwestern.
There is some regulations and stuff, and really, out of all the states, Colorado was like the most strict.
Really? Colorado?
Yeah, Colorado
they,
was...
You wouldn't think they have any fucking problem. They got plenty of water
on rainwater collection. What are they strict about? I don't understand.
The amount and how you collect it. It's rainwater off your rooftop, and it has to go into two water harvesting barrels.
Specific barrels, yeah.
And they can't, the amount of the two can't exceed 110 gallons.
55-gallon drums.
So
you can't. So you have to collect it from your roof. You can't collect it from thin air rain collection?
Possibly precipitation, I'm sure. I think that might be one, too, that's available.
I would say I don't think they could prove it either which way. But right. I think the reason they would have like a limit on how much you could keep, one, who do you want people in your constituency having hundreds and hundreds of gallons possibly sitting stale on their property for health reasons?
Mosquito
growth. I think the better one is that they need to be... There needs to be a law on how you keep your water, not so much as the volume of your water. There needs to be, volume.
Sure. Okay.
There needs to be a law on that because it's like you can keep water all you want, but if you're going to keep it in such a volume that you're going to breed mosquitoes and this and that, you need to have it in a closed container.
You can't have a pool that you let get stagnant and have mosquitoes. There's laws against that.
Right. It needs to be properly contained. You know what I'm saying?
It's highlighted in yellow. If you type that in.
Highlight what's in yellow. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That'll bring up a map.
It needs to be properly contained because it can't be a cesspool. But if you're collecting water, my guess is you're not collecting it to have a cesspool anyways. You're using it because why else would you not just get it out of your fucking tap? If you're trying to save money, you're actively going to use this water for something.
A lot of states actually give apparently like rebates and stuff. Or, you know, like they, if you switch to a more... economical source of energy or whatever, like with
right,
water,
right.
That you can actually get some type of rebate or reduction on taxes or stuff. Some do offer that, some don't. But the majority really do seem like they don't, you know, I think there might be some like corporate companies that run behind it, you know, or something.
Right.
Probably those who sell the parts to use to collect it or whatever, I'm assuming. But, lost my track.
I would say that like probably Nestle doesn't want you collecting rainwater.
Why Nestle? Because they sell bottled water.
Yeah.
I doubt that has much to do with it.
You infringe on their profit.
Now you're talking about the movie Idiocracy, where they basically banned water because they were selling that drink. What was the drink that's got electrolytes?
It did everything.
It was like Gatorade, electrolytes. But
what plants
do you know what electrolytes are?
Plants thrive or love electrolytes.
So. Looking at this map, and I just posted a link in the chat for the YouTube broadcast, but you can go to energy.gov/EERE/FEMP/rainwater-harvesting-regulations-map, and this will give you a state-by-state map where you can look at the regulations for your state. So for Illinois, the only thing it says for Illinois is local government has the ability to regulate rainwater harvesting per state plumbing laws. So it's barely regulated in Illinois. But in Missouri, for instance...
You gotta watch, because like that one, what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
I went in and I read that one, and it's like halfway
correctly.
Through, and it's talking about funeral homes and all sorts of shit.
So it's not plumbed correctly.
Actual, yeah.
I bet if you don't have a way to...
It's another one of those that's just tucked away somewhere that's barely seen.
Let's look for real bad.
Jordan Hydra says, Brondo, it's what got what plants crave.
Brondo, yeah. So in Texas, regulated through the Water Development Board, Texas Tax Code Section 151.355 provides sales tax exemption of rainwater harvesting equipment. Texas Property Code, blah, 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 prevents homeowners associations from banning rainwater harvesting installations. So that, they're saying that you have to allow it there.
Yeah, and they'll give you a tax-exempt status on, or, well, no, sales tax-exempt if you buy, you know, products made for collecting rainwater.
Right.
And moreover, House Bill 3391 would require rainwater harvesting equipment and technology to be incorporated into the design of new state buildings. So every new state building has to have rainwater harvesting technology built in.
In Texas. Okay.
So that's not against. That's a forcing you to do it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of them. It seems, I mean, according through this, it seems like there's a lot of just misconception that it's almost like it's a fad thing to say. You know?
Yeah, it does seem like that because I've heard that a whole bunch, and now it's coming to find out that there's really no basis
guess what?
For
there's
that.
There's no reason to bitch about it. You can do it.
Yeah, go ahead and collect your rainwater up.
Unless you're in Colorado and you can only have your two barrels.
Which is stupid, but
yeah, I'm just reading that 110 gallons for outdoor use only. You can't even in Colorado, if you collect it, you can't use it for internal use. You can't take a bath in it. You can't drink it. You can't cook with it.
That's fucking stupid.
pretty much, but that's
Yeah, they have a lot of more limitations.
A bum can take a shower in the rain. Are you serious? What are you going to stop me? I'll go right outside in the rain and just sit till I'm clean.
Well, it's for outdoor use only. It's outdoor use only. I guess if you showered outdoor, that's fine.
The only reason I could see them saying, oh, no, you shouldn't collect rainwater is because they're saying, oh, we've put so much damn pollution in the air, it's not safe for you. So which is it?
Yeah.
Totally right.
I don't think they want to say that. Chemtrails, bud.
There's a fucking thousand more of these we could go through today. We've already been on the show for an hour and 45 minutes. You about ready to end this?
Really? Yeah, if you're interested,
a quick Google search will find you all the weird laws you can ever get into. And I guess the whole point of this show would just be making people think again.
What point?
Yeah, like, just don't be a dick. Civil liberty is what rules, and don't be a dick.
Always hollering out. Anyway.
And if someone's smoking next to you or using cologne.
That's not at all what we're saying.
What?
I want this stricken from the records.
Oh, okay.
Someone's smoking next to you, they're probably a dickhead.
Oh, that's not true at all.
Probably an asshole and want you to die.
Oh, they're direct. I'm going to smoke. I'm going to kill this motherfucker right now. I'm going to smoke right next to him.
I was a
smoker. Fuck this guy.
When I was a smoker, every time I lit up, I would actively search for someone who wasn't smoking to stand next to with malicious thoughts in mind.
That's what I do. So I try to blow it into their mouth while they're breathing in. Yeah. I wait for the breath.
You wait.
Right.
Twisted. Bitch.
Yeah.
Fucking weak lung.
Take that.
Bitch.
Take that.
All right. I guess thanks for listening again this week.
Watch me make this bitch gag right here. Not in the traditional sense either.
Traditionally.
Yeah.
Grave, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man.
Thank you for having me. I loved being here. It was an absolute delight.
We'll have you on again. Probably not to talk about laws again, but yeah, we'll find something. We'll have you on again. It was a good time talking to
for
you.
For sure.
So check us out, SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Remember to vote on the poll. Right now, Team Everett is down by like 17 or 18. I'm getting the shit beat out of me.
That's the way it should be.
So if you're leaving a voicemail saying Team Everett, it's nice to hear that, but let's see it on the poll.
Yeah, but don't.
But don't. All right, you guys got anything else? You want to plug your YouTube channel?
Yeah. Plug your stuff again, Jeff.
If you want to go check it out, I've got a whole variety of, I got over 55 episodes of Dumb Laws that I go through each state. And then I got another 20 episodes of Pointless Web Browsing where I just go out and I find the most aimless, weird shit that you can come up with on the internet. And I show it to you. Bring it to you that way, too. And the Zero System is my random off-the-wall BS that I can, whatever I feel like doing at that time.
I started to play your video. Jesse, what I'm going to do real quick is while we're live on the air, is I'm going to go to SurrealTalkPodcast.com and create a pretty link. It's going to be, since it's hard to get to your channel through searching YouTube, what I'm going to do is create SurrealTalkPodcast.com/GraveKnives, and that will direct people directly to Jesse's YouTube channel.
That's awesome. Wow, nice.
So yeah, SurrealTalkPodcast.com/GraveKnives will take you directly to Jesse's channel.
Because they won't you your own URL unless you have like
100 subscribers or whatever. Yeah. So we're getting around
like
that for
five
you.
Five away. By the way, if you when you go and you look at the channel, there's no subscribers there. There's subscribers. I don't know. I can't figure out how to turn that back on and show it off. Not like I'm trying to show.
So he's five more away before he can get his custom URL. Is what he's saying.
Yep.
But
GG.
That is awesome. Yeah. A lot of times people, grave. They, like someone thought I said great knives.
Yeah, great knives.
I thought you said
great knives, bud. Steak knives, bud.
Like tombstone.
That's it. She's done.
Yeah. Let's make sure we're real about that.
No.
SurrealTalkPodcast.com/grave grave knives KNIVES.
K is silent.
And that'll take you to the K is silent.
Just so everybody knows.
All right, that's it for me this weekend. You guys got anything? That's it?
No, my computer died.
Your computer died? You're out of battery, so that's really it for you.
Yeah.
Some of us thought ahead of time and brought their chargers in.
Ha.
I mean, I could swear that whenever I got you hooked up with that laptop, I got you two chargers for the whole mobile charger thing.
Yeah. I got another one.
You got another one? It's not mobile?
It's at home.
You need a... Oh, so...
Home office.
Oh, I got you. The office one should be mobile, is the thought. Ah.
Why would I do that?
Well, it's not a desktop computer. It's a laptop. It's meant to be mobile.
Yeah, but the two places I use it, home and office.
Well, what if you got to move around the office? Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. This is not a Surreal Talk combo. Catch you guys later.
Thanks for watching.
Please wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.